I have something in here. Would you like to see what I brought today? See if I can get it out of here. Aha, it is a pumpkin. You can get these just about anywhere, right? Even right outside. But I was wondering if you have ever been to a pumpkin patch where they actually grow, where the pumpkins are growing. Have you been out there? Yeah? So have you picked one from there? What do you have to do? Can you tell me? What do you do? Yeah? What? Oh, we're going to get there. When you're in that big field, do you have to look and look for a pumpkin, or do you pick the first one? Do you usually look and look? It takes me forever. It took me forever to find this one just out here, okay? And then, when you get it, you have to pick it up and carry it, unless it's too big, right? And then you put it in a wagon, maybe? And if you get it from a field where they grow, they don't come clean like this. They're dirty. You have to wash them, get them clean. And then, if you're going to turn a pumpkin into a jack-o'-lantern like you were talking about, Vanessa, then what do you need to do? Say it again. What do you need to do? You need to carve it. What are you carving on it? Yeah. What are you making on it? A face. Yeah, a face. And then if you're going to... Can you just carve it, or do you have to do something on the inside first? Yeah, you got to get this stuff out, right? Yeah. Yeah. Have you ever touched that? It's real gooey, itchy stuff. You got to get that yucky stuff out of there, right? Then you can make a face. And if you're going to put it out in the dark, what do you put in it? Ah, yeah, fire. That's what Idumea's putting in hers. But yeah, you light it up, don't you? All of this reminds me of what God does for us. Just like I picked this pumpkin from all the pumpkins in the patch, God chose you and He chose me to be His children. He chose us. Then He lifted us up, and the Bible tells us He holds us in His arms. And we're like the dirty pumpkins in the patch. He had to wash us too, but we don't have dirt on the outside. We've got sin on the inside, and God couldn't use soap and water for that. It was Jesus' blood on the cross that washes us clean from our sin. And then the Holy Spirit, He kind of comes inside of us, and He pulls out all that yucky stuff. We don't have seeds and slime in us. We have something worse. We have sin in us. Sin are things like... not sharing, not being kind, not being helpful, being lazy, not obeying mom and dad, whining and begging for things at a store. Those are things the Holy Spirit wants to clean out of us. And then God puts a smile on our face because we know we're loved. And the final thing God does, He puts His light inside us so that His love can shine out to everybody. Isn't that kind of cool? Now, all of that stuff is God's doing. We don't do it. Just like this pumpkin couldn't get itself out of the patch and it couldn't clean itself up, we can't either. God does all of it, everything. And there's a word for that. It's called grace. Can you say grace? Grace. That's what God does for us. Will you pray with me? Dear God, thank you for choosing me. Thank you for washing me clean from my sins. Thank you for putting your Spirit inside me. Help me shine for you. Amen. Don't go. Pull cord. Pull out the basket. Can you pull out that basket? You can each have one of those. That's from the church for you. Pick one. But you can't spend a lot of time. Pastor wants to keep going with the sermon.